It's creepy to me. I find all these teeny bopper stars, these pop stars. I didn't even realize how creepy Britney Spears was until I was an adult.
Yeah, because she was like our age.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was different. Like that was your peer.
Yeah, and it was weird to see her sexuality being posted out there as, like, you know, she's not, still not a girl, not quite a woman, that whole phase of Britney Spears' career, yeah. You know, where they were trying to figure out, and the snake, she wore the snake on stage, they were trying to figure out.
I think she became a woman when she kissed Madonna, right? Is that when it happened?
Is that how you become a woman? You kiss Madonna and become a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Have you kissed Madonna?
No.
you're not quite a girl, still not a woman?
You don't say that, right?
Well, you're not quite a girl. You're not a girl anymore. Right. Still not a woman because you haven't kissed Madonna.
That's true.
I think I said that perfectly.
Okay.
You didn't want to hear it. That's what the truth sounds like when you hear it. You didn't want to hear it. Whatever. I don't know. I feel like that had to be like a strange kiss, you know, because I feel like Madonna doesn't have a lot of hydration.
Yeah, you think she's dried out on the inside and outside?
Yes. She's probably, even at that point, she was no longer moist as a human. She's no longer 72% water.
Like her joints aren't lubricated anymore?
Yeah, no, Madonna's like 33% water. Easily. That might be an overestimation. I mean, maybe a little more because she's a millionaire and she has...
She's getting pumped full of like the purest water in the world.
Yeah, but...
Like right in her temple or something.
They also do weird shit that compromises their water, you know?
Yeah.
So they have this weird balance where they have to do these things that replenish their water.
Yeah.
So they have, on top of old age, whatever other weird ritualistic shit they have to do to stay celebrities.
Yeah.
That takes water out of you, I think.
Scientology sucks that water right out of you.
Your water. Completely depletes your water. And that must have been a strange, weird, rugged... kiss, you know? I don't think that was a pleasant kiss. I think that kiss knocked Britney Spears out of her career.
That's why she shaved her head.
Yeah, she didn't know what was what anymore. She didn't know what was what anymore. Like, oh my God, is Madonna a mummy? What is happening here? Is that what I'm trying to achieve? Am I trying to become a mummy? It freaked her out.
She didn't want to give up her water?
Nah. She literally kissed the other side. She kissed that next level of fame.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't want it.
Christina Aguilera was like, I'll take it.
Yeah, and they were like, we don't want to give it to you.
Yeah.
We don't want you to have it.
No.
No, we feel like you're going to get in here and make it all dirty. She was, because nobody was even asking Christina Aguilera about her sexuality. She was just telling us.
Yeah.
We were like, let's just figure out where Britney Spears is. Is she, because she's, like, again, I'm not going to say this right now, but she's no longer a girl, still not a woman, right?
Yeah.
And Christina Aguilera was like, I'm dirty. Look at me. And I was just like humping in a boxing ring. Why are you in a boxing ring? So, you know, two Jack Bros coming in. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming in all sorts of hydrated.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you to get me a glass of water before the show.
How do you feel now about talking about Madonna's lack of water?
I really wish I had that glass of water.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You almost, you want to take a break and get some water? You want to do a water break?
Yeah.
I think it's necessary.
Everyone should do a water break.
Yeah, right now. Let's everybody get some water right now.
Do a hydrated show.
Yeah, let's try not to be like Madonna right now. Come on. Step into the spotlight. There we go. Two Jack Bros coming in with the thirst all sorts of quenched.
Thirst quenched.
I'm ready to make you a woman.
Are you?
Yeah. I think I can kiss you better than Madonna.
Man.
That's where I'm at in my life.
That's where you are in your life.
Now.
Now.
I wouldn't have said that 3 weeks ago.
Three weeks ago?
I've been building up.
in these past 3 weeks, you've gone through that much of a growth that you can make me a woman with your kiss, huh?
Yes. Yes, I have.
What has happened over these past 3 weeks?
I've been really working on my core.
Madonna does have a good core.
Yeah, she does. She does. The lower back, that's the secret. I've been peeping Madonna's game
yeah.
for quite a time.
Yeah.
Quite a time. Yeah, so what's up? I know the last time we were in the murder shed, you weren't really looking at news. You weren't really in the world. Work was pretty out of hand. That rubber band has snapped a little bit. You know, have you had time to dig in? Have you been digging into the world?
Well, I'm very interested in this. What's the pervert's name that got caught and went to jail?
You don't seem that interested. Epstein.
Epstein. Yeah. I haven't had the time to dive
Please
into
tell
it.
Me what you know. Tell me what you know.
What I know is that at his island that they just raided, they found a picture of Bill Clinton in like a blue Monica Lewinsky dress. Like not a picture, a painting of him.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
That scales back quite a bit from picture.
Yeah, sorry.
You
sorry.
Know what I mean?
Sorry,
that's like,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it was just a painting.
Yeah.
I know that.
Like he was like the patron saint of the island.
Yeah. I don't
Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. Like
dress.
That was probably the funniest thing everybody saw. Like it was probably, I just imagine it really big, like over the fireplace. And it was like conversation piece. Like everybody was like, oh my gosh, I got to see the Clinton in the dress.
Yeah. I think they bowed to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. You think like this was like a ritual
like,
place?
Yeah. Paid. Well, not a ritual place, but you know how. Or they probably all touched it when they all went in. You know, like they all smacked it.
Yeah.
like the rafters of the Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You know, walk out.
It was good luck. Bill Clinton's like the patron saint of these people, this group.
Or they rubbed it like the Apollo.
Yeah, yeah. Gave them luck.
Yeah, I bet it did. I bet it did give them luck. Bill Clinton and but okay, so what else do you know?
That it probably... He probably didn't commit suicide. Somebody murdered that man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty.
We all know that.
I think
I
we
didn't
know
solve that.
That.
We know that.
Yeah, yeah, we know that.
That's about it.
That's about it. Okay.
Yep.
My favorite part about all of this in the cover up of what happened with this man's death. Right?
Yeah.
Again, Bill Clinton, his hands are all over it.
Yeah.
But whatever. The guards fell asleep for 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
3 hours.
3 hours. They
3 hours.
Fell asleep.
That's alien abduction time. What the fuck?
Yeah,
3 hours?
That's their story?
Yes.
That both guards fell. Girls don't even take naps for 3 hours.
Do you know what I mean? And like, really, 3 hour naps? That's sleep. You went to sleep.
Yeah, at a job where you don't take naps. You don't take naps at that job.
Not at a, you know, and if here's the thing. If you're going to take a nap, if you know, like, stagger the 3 hours.
Yeah.
If you're both going to.
And there's two of you.
At least the guards. There's at least two.
Yeah.
You know? It could have been three people just, like, catnapping together. And like,
not catnapping, sleeping.
Yeah, sleeping. Sleeping, slumbering together. Just slumbering.
They had a sleepover.
Yeah.
Like, that's old. Do you think they had sleeping bags? Like, they had to be comfortable to be laying in a position for 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
well,
you're
no,
not just
sleeping bags. You kidding me? They have government issued snuggies. They're just like police snuggies, like guard snuggies. You know. No, they probably did have sleeping bags or something, like a sleeping mat or like the pad that goes under a sleeping bag.
Yeah, yeah.
They had something. Yeah. There's some. You can't just. Not all for 3 hours. Like, you need to get cozy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wake up and your bones hurt and you can't walk right. You can't wake up and perform duty after 3 hours of sleeping in a chair.
No, you can't do that.
No. So, that's not even
and
a safe way.
Nobody sleeps for 3 hours in a chair unless there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, you had to guard Epstein. That's, but that is.
Oh, so that's crazy.
That is crazy.
It's quite, that's such a, like, weak story, too. Like, it's like. You know, I feel like if they were in on this, if they're in on this, like, or they're being blackmailed to be in on this or whatever, it's like, or this is just the story that they're issuing to us because they don't want to say what really happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's all the ways, it's like, put a little more effort into that story.
Yeah, because it's like, the guards fell asleep for 3 hours. It's like, okay, well, before we move on, do you know the guards are not supposed to do that?
Yeah. Right? Like, you can know? We address this, or are we just going to leave this here? Like, yeah. No, it just happened.
So we just move on from here?
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when guards fall asleep for 3 hours. You know, everybody knows.
That's what happens. I mean, that's billionaire money.
Yeah. That's what's so wild about it. Like, yeah. All of this is like crazy billionaire life. It's like a TV show, because he's got, we're talking about his island. Like, they
raided my God.
His island. Like, he has an island.
Dude, the fact that you said it's a TV show, I went to the other part of the TV show where we're focusing on the life of the assassin who only murders billionaires.
Of course you did.
You know what I mean? Because he had to get into a federal prison.
Yeah.
He or she. Yeah. He or she. It's 2019. I'm not going to be an ass about this. He or she.
Or what about a they, if they don't want to identify as a he or she? They
can binarily slide into a federal prison. That's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Like, each stage, you can, like, decide what you need to be to coerce your way to the next stage.
Yeah, you have all the options open to you, all the manipulation.
Dude, a gender-fluid assassin would be the most versatile assassin to ever walk the earth.
Yeah.
Especially if they had an androgynous enough look where they could be hot both ways.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That'd be wild. Yeah. This wildly attractive man, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I met a wildly attractive woman right in the other room.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're both talking about the same person.
That would be so sick. And then we'd be dead in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, both with a smile on our face. Like, we both died. That's, man. Yeah. I mean, if anything, Epstein has help create the gender fluid assassin.
I'd watch that show.
I'd go see that movie.
Yeah.
Wherever that is. Like, yeah. I'd be like, oh man.
You're in?
Yeah. If that was on Hulu, I'd be like, fuck, I don't have Hulu. Who do I know that has Hulu? You know? The gender fluid assassin. I'd at least want to know what it's about.
Yeah.
But yeah, he you know, he got gender fluidly assassinated.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what I mean? Unless the guards did it. But again, that's not as romantic.
Yeah. You like the idea of somebody sneaking in there and doing it, huh? You like an assassin.
It's
you
not necessarily. It's they had to sneak in there to some degree. And then once they got to the point where the gender fluid assassination took place, the guards had to look the other way. So that's where the payoff.
There's videotapes in prisons, right? Like, how is he not under surveillance?
Like red box?
No. Video cameras.
Yeah.
Video cameras.
Yeah.
How do you not have the footage? No, and the guards fell asleep?
Gender fluid assassin.
I don't know what like.
Sounds like the fingerprints of a gender fluid assassin to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at some point, people have to look the other way. At some point, the money has to be like, it's like, here they come, you know. It's like, you know, now we're sleeping.
Yeah,
it's like, whoop, 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 you know, suddenly the foot, you know, Mr. Bean in the tape, you know, like, oh, no, what's happening to this tape right now?
Yeah.
So it's a wild story.
Yeah,
it's a pretty wild story. I mean, and that's the thing. Nobody knows. He just kind of came out of nowhere. It seems like.
Yeah.
Because nobody even really knows how he made his money.
Oh no. Nobody knows how he had all that money?
No, nobody knows.
Not until he had enough money that you should have known how he got some of that money.
I mean, then it's too late.
Yeah, then it's just money making money.
Yeah, once you're rubbing the picture of Bill Clinton, you're in too deep.
Yeah.
You know? It's,
He just had an island where he took other rich people and they had sex with underage people?
Yeah, I don't really know the protocol either, though, of what, like, If a dude has an island, do you really ask him how he made his money? Is that as far as millionaires and billionaires are concerned, what is the etiquette, rather?
Well, I mean, the news, like, people should have this research on him, right? Like, you should know how somebody makes a lot of money.
Well, he's a financial something. Right?
Well, that is.
And I heard through the grapevine that in 1987 he helped a bunch of rich people save a lot of money by convincing them to pull out of something before something burst. And I think that gained him quite the favor. Because, again, when you're dealing with the stock market in any capacity, it's all confidence-based.
Right.
So who you decide to invest with is who you have the most confidence in. Mm-hmm. It's you know, how the stock market goes up and down based off of consumer confidence. It's all confidence-based. So he was able to generate enough confidence in him that people decided to give him money, I guess. $1 billion. People gave him $1 billion.
He was good at it.
Yeah. He was good at having people believe in him.
Yeah.
You know? And then, again, once he facilitates one encounter with an underage human, mm-hmm. now you have to make sure that I don't come to ruin. Right? Say you're a millionaire.
Billionaire, please.
Okay, I apologize. 2019, I guess women can be billionaires, I guess. But, you know.
I fly on my private jet.
You fly on your private jet, but you know it's going to be closer to like 777 million, 700, well, whatever. Billionaire. You're a billionaire.
But what kind of, is he like, hey, you want to come to my island? Like, is he creepily inviting? Is he like, please come to my island. It'll be a weekend of enjoyment and relaxation.
I don't know. I feel like you finagled the conversation to like, somehow like, yeah, man, sometimes I just want to fillet a child. What? Did I just say, huh? Huh? What do you think about what I just said? You know, you like something. I don't know how you slip it in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a pedophile or a billionaire. I don't know. you're asking the wrong guy.
But everybody that came to this island, went to that island like, I'm going to.
Yeah. I mean, I think the purpose, I think you went on the plane to, it would be weird if half the plane already knew they were fucking kids when they got there, and the other half the plane didn't know what was going to happen when they got there. That would be one of the weirdest orientations to a private island. You know, like you'd get there. You know, we talked about the other day. Sometimes you go to a place and it's like new for everybody, and like you're all doing something new, and people just start doing it. You're like, oh my God, how do they know how to do this already?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what it would be like. It's like people just start fucking kids. Like, oh my God, how do they already know to fuck kids? Like, what is happening here? They're all just doing it. They're just doing that. This is so weird. That would be the weird. So, but what were you saying?
But I don't want to imagine it as, like, I feel like it's, even though they were diddling kids, it's probably, like, was a classy place, and he invited couples, and he, like, entertained, right? And, like, some people diddled kids. But you're saying the whole plane diddled?
I think the whole point, I don't think you have some diddling kids. That would be weird to have some people diddling kids and some people not diddling kids.
But what
kids
if it was, like, not, like, in your face, like they weren't diddling, you know, like they were like,
you would still be like, why are they going to private, like, you know, I think questions would still be asked.
Yeah.
When people just start, like, you know, like little kids start like carting them off the rooms, like, where are these sexy little kids coming from? Like, what are you doing? This place is weird. This is so weird. Why are those kids so sexy? This is weird. Yeah, no, I think.
But I just don't picture the kids parading around like they're off. They R. Kelly'd them. Like they're off in a room. Like nobody sees each other except for the people he wants to. Because when they're at like the Clue dinner table, and yeah, like because something's gone wrong on this island. Because it's an island, you know, something goes wrong.
Something's wrong. We have to figure out who gets to diddle this kid. It's like lightning strikes. Do we get to diddle the kid in the shed with it? No, it's just like, yeah, it's like, oh man, Clue for diddling kids. Okay. All right, so that happened. I don't know. That is a weird context to think about.
How did this all go down?
How did it all went down, yeah.
Because when I thought people said when Bill Clinton went there, he went with Hillary. Am I wrong? Just him?
I think it was just him for the most part.
Okay.
I don't know. Then again, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know most of this.
Yeah.
Right? I am hung up on the idea, though, of whether or not they all knew they were diddling kids, or they were all diddling kids on the flight over. It just seems like that's something you might want to chit-chat about on the plane. You know what I mean?
Like if it was your first time or even if it wasn't.
Or just like if you were all heading to the destination to fuck a bunch
like
of kids. Because
you're like finally with somebody else who likes to diddle kids and will accept you. And like you're in like your element now, right?
You're literally in a chat room in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, it's, yes.
Yeah, like you can relate on so many topics.
You're with your people.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, yes. You know, like, hey, you know how you wake up, you're a billionaire, you want to fuck kids.
Every then, day.
You're like, yeah, like me two, me three, me four. We're so wealthy. Yeah, that's a strange private jet ride to an island right there.
Do you think the pilot was in on it too? Like, ooh. Like all the, what about, so you have a bunch of people that are working at this island too, right? Because he's not taking care of an island by himself. He's got a staff.
Yeah, I think the pilot was also an underage kid. All the staff is underage kids. All the whole entire staff.
And like their uniforms are like sexy uniforms.
Yeah,
like
yes.
A sexy pilot uniform.
Sexy pilot kid. That's a sexy pilot kid right there. That's so yeah. That's my theory. Okay. I mean, that is kind of my theory though. You know, it is kind of my theory that on the island, pretty much it was staffed by sexy underage kids.
Yeah, that's, I guess that kind of makes sense. Like,
right? That's like you go. Yeah. That's the fantasy. Yeah. You know, it's the Lolita Express, which is already like a fantasy name for a private jet.
That was his name for his jet?
You don't know anything. That's one of the biggest. We've always known that.
I think I knew that. I forgot though.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. The Lolita Express, which is named after like a little girl.
Yeah.
Like a pop, like an iconic little girl. I don't know exactly.
A sexy little girl.
It is a sexy little girl. She's like, you know, like she's, you know, what is it? Like she's ethnic.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's starting to kind of be okay with like all around. Like
yeah.
Little girls kind of being way too sexy too early.
Yeah.
Which is really inappropriate.
Yes.
Really Epstein-ish, if you ask me. I don't like
yeah.
it. Epstein loves it. Epstein loves the turn we've been taking in society. Yeah. There was I read this story the other day about this opera singer named Domingo Placido.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that's his name. I think that's how you say it.
Said it with confidence.
Yeah, Domingo Placido.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Or it's, you know, how would an opera singer say his name? It's like if I'm at a party. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm at not an Epstein party. This
but
dude,
a fancy party.
Yeah, this guy, keep in mind, this is definitely going to be a pervert. He's a pervert.
Oh, okay.
He's definitely a pervert.
He's not a billion. He's not invited to the island yet.
Well, he is considered the single best opera singer in the world right now.
No, you'll bring him to your island then.
Domingo Placido's invited.
Yeah,
Domingo Placido?
He's been there.
Yeah.
Domingo. Come on.
No, I don't know. It doesn't seem like he does the underage thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he seems like a mix between Weinstein and R. Kelly.
Okay, but both of those guys are underage.
Not Weinstein. Oh, wait, was Weinstein?
Oh, Weinstein. Weinstein. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was still on Epstein.
Wait, was Weinstein underage? I think he was. Come
not
to think of
always.
It. Not I mean, always. They were Can we categorize? Is that like? Are these? Wow, these perverts are so complex.
Yeah.
That we can categorize.
He wasn't strictly underage, at least.
That wasn't his preference, that we to the best of our knowledge.
Yeah, I think it was more just pretty ladies.
No, Domingo Placido was just using, he was just like using the their career over them. Like if you want to advance in your career, you're going to have to blow Domingo Placido. He probably said it like that.
in the first person?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Domingo Placido definitely says
his name a lot.
A lot. Yes. Yes, Domingo Placido says his name when he talks. Do you have a problem with that? Domingo Placido does not have a problem with that. It's kind of a cool name. I mean, it's like if you're in the opera world and your name is Domingo Placido, you're going to show your dick to someone.
Like his mom should have known that when she named him that.
Well, she didn't know he was gonna do opera. It was like, come on.
So that, like a Domingo Placido that is a car mechanic, he's not gonna show you his dick because I think he might show you his dick too.
That Domingo Placido,
yeah,
they're on opposite sides of the bell curve. Like that, definitely, you know, that like 100% is definitely gonna do it.
Yeah,
yeah, yes, I agree with you. But then there's like Domingo Placido's that are going to be in the middle
like
of the
doctors
curve.
And the dentists?
Not the dentist.
I think all the Domingo Placidos.
The lawyer might be okay. the Domingo Placido, the gay hairdresser.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the brand.
If he gets drunk enough, he's showing you his dick too.
Maybe. But I think. Okay. I was about to say Domingo Placido, the DJ, but that's definitely happening.
The mailman? Yeah.
The mailman? I don't know, man. He's delivering that dick from house to house. Special dick livery right here. Okay, so yeah, you don't name your kid Domingo Placido and expect it to not show its dick. All right, so we established that.
Yeah.
That's fact. Yeah. That's now Two Jack Bros law. Domingo Placido shows that thing. So he, it's just funny to me that one of the things people are coming to his side, right? There are a bunch of women that are saying that he did this, it was inappropriate. When you read their accounts,
I was thinking he was a gay man. Look at me assuming things about the opera man.
Well, here's the deal. They had these women accusing him of inappropriate suggestive behavior. There's
let
no
me look at my dick.
Is what it seems like.
So that's what suggestive behavior is to you?
I mean, for Domingo Placido, yeah.
Right, because he can't touch them because that would be assault.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So
exactly.
And what they call it?
I'm calling it suggestive behavior because there's none of it is like he touched me inappropriately. None of it is like he put his dick on my shoulder. Like none of it is any of that, right? It's all like he said this. He flirted with me heavily. He kept knocking on my door to my dressing room, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And then people coming to his aid are like, "Dude, he's gay."
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, stop this, Domingo Placido. He's gay.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
How many women are accusing him of this?
At least three that I can tell from the article that I read. Because the article that I read wasn't the expose on him.
No.
But it was, everybody wants to make coin off of the defamed opera singers of the world. You know how that's a hot topic and hot goss.
Yeah.
You know, we're all like, you know, at the edge of our seats like, what's been going on with Domingo Placido lately? I know, right? Because he was supposed to be at the Philadelphia Opera and he wasn't there. He was canceled. And I also saw on the website that he wasn't going to be at the San Francisco Opera. That was canceled as well. What is going on with Domingo Placido?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard. By the way, those two things happened because of the article, the expose mm-hmm. that came out. He got canceled. And the one in San Francisco was supposed to be like the 50th anniversary or some shit, some big anniversary in celebration of Domingo Placido.
Oh no, they canceled his own celebration?
Dude, his whole entire career culmination.
Oh man.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, because he knocked on your door too many times?
Yeah, all gay-like. Oh, and it was like, here's what's hilarious about it. Domingo Placido was just trying to like throw cover that he wasn't gay.
Yeah.
You know, by leaving an imprint on women that he could... They like left some sort of like machismo, you know, because it was like he's like doing gay stuff, right? Like he was like walking by their dressing room door, like knocking and like continuing to walk by. Like that's not who does that. The Marlboro man doesn't do that. He doesn't do that.
Yeah,
you know. So they're just funny to me because I think he just got caught up in a cover up going wrong.
Yeah, me too can happen to you too, gay man.
Yeah.
Everybody's equal.
Yeah. I think this will be forever known as the Placido effect. This is the Placido effect, the Domingo Placido. We'll brand it, but I like the Placido effect.
The Placido effect.
Because this is like, he's in over his head now.
Yeah.
Like people are trying to tarnish his career, but the thing is like, he didn't do anything, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting.
Made three ladies a little uncomfortable somehow.
Yeah. One of them, two of them weren't comfortable giving their name because they're still worried about their career. But one of them, I think her career is pretty much over. And she's like, I don't know, say whatever I want. You know, it's like, but yeah.
Wait, but he also held their career over.
Well, he, the advancement of career. And I think other ladies have been like, he made me feel like if I didn't do something with him.
So he like hooked up with these people, ladies too?
There's... As far as I can tell, he didn't hook up with the women that are making the complaints.
But he hooked up with other ladies.
We don't know that.
But he might have. But they're saying that
that's the interpretation. That's the current interpretation. But I guess that would be that's the thing that stands to reason, mm-hmm. right? Think about all the women that actually did hook up with them is what people would say.
Yeah.
Right? We don't know that for a fact. Right? Again, it sounds like it's all cover to me. It sounds like he's just like trying to throw out a straight smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't even know. You know, like the I don't even know. I don't know what it's like to live that world.
Yeah.
You know, where he's been in the opera world for a long time.
You don't know what it's like to be Domingo Placido.
Placido. I mean, it's because it's weird to me that these people in the opera world feel like they have to carry this persona of machismo.
Yeah. Because right? It's opera.
It's opera. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, you think hockey players are looking up like, oh man, that's what a man is right there. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a weird facade that they feel like they have to. And it's also a weird facade that the consumers of opera expect for their stars of opera to mm-hmm. uphold. Mm-hmm. It's like, why are you this man who sings out of his nose? Why do you expect him to be?
Because they're also telling a story. So like they're playing their part. And isn't the opera man like always like those stories is always like.
Yeah, but it is like, it's like not just theater. It's opera. It's like, come on, man.
That's how you feel about opera?
That's how I feel about it. It's like, what do you expect these men to be?
Yeah.
You know? It's Domingo Placido.
I don't know. Singing songs are like making a comeback. Think of all the musicals that have been on TV lately. The Henry Danger just had a whole musical episode and our children run around singing everything they said for the next 3 days.
Yeah, but you did notice though that the theme of that episode of Henry Danger was that the strong guy, he was resisting singing the whole entire episode.
He was.
Yeah, and he had to sing because they were like entranced by some musical human. The whole town was entranced, so he had to sing to complete the musical.
Yeah.
You know, but he didn't want to because men don't sing. Right, because it's like we don't we chant, we cheers, you know. It's like one man like singing. It's like, it's like, I mean, it's beautiful, but you know, it's, we all know, right? We all know that, right? We all know. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. It always comes back to that with us. men don't. Again, and we think of all the like the masculine singers of the world.
Uh-huh.
They like talk sing, you know?
Yeah.
They don't like, hey.
No Michael Jackson?
Yeah, come on, right?
Yeah.
That's, I shit you not, in my mind, Domingo Placido is a jacked version of the white Michael Jackson. Like, that's what he, like, the long hair.
Yeah.
That's Domingo Placido to me.
Sometimes like, he wears it on a man.
But, like Greekish, more Greekish looking,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Domingo Placido. I haven't looked him up, but I think we're accurate.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, I feel like we're winding down. Are we winding down here? That was mm-hmm. pretty fun. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. I
mean,
we got some laughs out of that. Mm-hmm. Some Epstein laughs, some Guard laughs, some Domingo Placido laughs. We did it again. We also forgot a shout out, but whatever. Whatever. We're moving along. Sorry for the delay. You know, we had a tough couple weeks. We didn't want to force it. Two Jack Bros. we are out. Thank you. Sure.